And so he sits down and he listens to my pitch and he hears it out. Yeah. And then a week later, he's like, you know what? I think I'd love to help you. And it was just like that. I came across my CTO.
My name is Esprit Devora, host of the Women in Tech Show. The show means a lot to me. The reason why I wanted to create the Women in Tech Show is I wanted to create a positive piece of content, something where people can listen and say, if she can do it, so can I. I call it actionable empowerment. Every single episode, you'll hear the story of a fantastic woman in tech, from engineers to founders to investors to journalists to designers, all sorts of different females in tech who have thrived. I want to share their stories with you so that you can know what resources, mentors, and life situations they accessed in order to get to where they are today. Enjoy. Welcome back to the Women in Tech podcast, where we celebrate extraordinary women around the world. And today I have a beautiful female founder here in Los Angeles named Alpa, who is creating ease in the workspace with her company Space Ease.
Hello. Hi. Good to be here.
Go ahead and formally introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do.
So my name is Alpa. I'm founder and CEO of Space Ease, and we are an online platform, web and mobile, for inspiring hospitality and workplace design. So we're here to inspire small, mid-sized businesses to incorporate design into their workplaces.
It's so important to develop a work culture, and that all starts with the atmosphere that you have in your office space. And I mean, right now, when you think of an office, you typically think of a sterile cubicle zone.
Absolutely. And, you know, with the millennials entering the workforce, the way we're working is changing, and offices are going through an exciting evolution. And that's where we see a tremendous opportunity for us. Really helping small businesses, mid-sized businesses transform their spaces so they're inspiring. I mean, we spend quarter of our lives in our workplaces, and we spend so much energy, you know, doing our homes. But when it comes to our business, we don't really think a whole lot about it. And we're spending quarter of our lives at work.
Totally.
Shouldn't our spaces be as great as our homes?
100%.
And it makes for a smart business decision. This is not just about having a pretty cool office.
Yeah.
It improves company culture, improves morale, improves productivity. And at the end of the day, it all makes an impact at the bottom line.
So how does it work as a consumer? I have an office space with a blank canvas, so to speak. Uh-huh. And now I go to Space Ease. Am I saying it right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like Space Ease, right?
Yes, yeah. Yes.
I go to Space Ease. I love the word ease, by the way. It's one of my favorite words. And what's my experience as a consumer?
So you come on, and really it's an inspirational platform. So it's like Pinterest. You see spaces, inspiring spaces. You browse through pictures. You can save them to a mood board, and you can share that with your friends, and you can share it with your designer, show them what you like, and you can collaborate with your designer through the platform and share what your vision is for the space that you're designing. Designer can help you by creating mood boards and sharing them with you. So it's a collaborative process. And we have a studio where we bring quality vetted designers on the platform. You come on, you fill out a form. You tell us about your space, you create a mood board, and then we find you quality designers in the area that can provide competitive proposals for you, for your project.
And you provide the designers too?
We partner with designers or design firms in the area.
In all over the U.S. or just in Los Angeles?
We're all over the U.S. So we have a national footprint, and we are getting ready to introduce international firms as well to U.S. Businesses.
And would you say, Alpa, that you grew up with tech in your household?
Absolutely not. My parents were in the dry cleaning business. My dad, we immigrated from India. I was 10 years old, and my dad bought a dry cleaning business. So actually growing up, it was he worked 6 days a week, 10-hour days with 1-hour commutes both ways. So no tech inside. I graduated with an undergrad degree in IT, and I worked at a startup right out of college in 2002. It was a platform called Handango.com. They were the predecessor to the App Store and the Google Play Store. We built a marketplace where software developers publish software for handheld devices. Like, I don't know if you even remember Pocket PC and Motorola.
That's so crazy.
Blackberries and, you know, Palm Pilots. So we built a platform for the delivery of software for the handheld devices. And the founder of the company actually sold the company right before the smartphones came on the scene. So
crazy.
Yeah. So
did you, what attracted you to IT to begin with to study it in college?
You know, funny that you asked that, because I chose to study it because it was during the dot-com craze.
Yeah.
And I thought, you know what? The future is in tech. And I thought, you know, all these people are graduating, making, you know, $80,000 a year. And so that definitely was a motivating factor.
Yeah, it was practical.
It was practical. Yeah. Absolutely.
So what inspired you to want to create this company?
I actually was helping my dad renovate his hotel, and it was a very frustrating process. There was literally nowhere to go. I was scouring Google Images and Pinterest and spent hours upon hours and weeks upon weeks trying to figure out what to do with this hotel. And so I saw that there was no resources out there. I talked to my dad's friends who were in the business, and a lot of them were just not thinking about design.
Right.
And I knew the value of great design in a hospitality space, especially because you're giving an experience.
Right.
You can charge more for your rooms because you're giving a better product.
Right.
So I knew that. I was trying to educate my dad, and I found that a lot of his friends in the industry just were not educated about that.
Right.
And so that really inspired me to found the company and really educate and inspire people through the platform on why design is important in the workplace.
And where are you in the stage of Spaces today? How many people are on the team, and where are you in development?
Well, we launched about a month and a half ago, and I just brought on a brilliant CTO. We're building
out. Nice, congrats.
Thank you. And so I have a development team offshore. We're a team of about 10, and have an editorial director based in Houston, and have a couple of editors that are helping us create original content. So we launched about a month and a half ago, and we're rolling out a magazine, an online magazine as
well. For Spaces. Now, maybe I'm wrong, but it sounds, when you say a team of 10, it sounds like a really big company, but you're actually like self-funded, and probably a lot of people are working on the payment of vision and belief in what you're building together, or are they all getting $100,000 a year salaries?
Absolutely. They're all behind our mission.
And everything. Absolutely. They're all getting $100,000 a year salaries.
Absolutely. They're working for the vision. And my offshore development team is funded my development partner. So he's got an equity stake in the company.
Nice.
And my CTO is working, working for the vision right now.
I mean, that's what it takes.
Absolutely. We're a bootstrap startup.
Yeah.
We're going at it for the last year and a half, and it's exciting times. We're really excited for the next chapter.
What's the vision for Spaces? What is the next chapter?
The next chapter is really rolling out our studio to small to mid-sized businesses and helping them transform their spaces with great design and affordable designers that can. And a lot of these small business owners, they think that they can't afford a designer.
I think
because
how much is an entry-level designer?
Entry-level designer can range anywhere from $75 an hour to $150 an hour for more experience.
And you have that on Spaces? I could go find a designer right now?
Absolutely. You can search by city, state, zip code, and you can find design firms in the area. And you can interview several of them and, you know, get proposals from multiple firms easily.
Yeah.
And help you, you know, we help you find the best designer for your budget.
And like the question that I'm sure everybody asks is, how does Spaces make money? Is it transaction fees from the designer contracts, or?
We're a lead gen platform for the designers. Mm. So businesses come to us for the inspiration that they find on the platform.
Yeah.
And then they come to our studio with their projects. And we introduce them to vetted designers. So we're a lead gen for them. And we take a percentage of the project cost, 3 to 5%.
Cool. Now, why build a whole editorial piece to your company? Like, are you trying to be a resource for spaces kind of like to hire the designers? Or are you trying to be a digital magazine people are consuming?
We are a digital magazine. Partly because one of our mission is to educate small business community on why design is important. So we want to have thought leaders talking about why design is important and ways to educate. And we felt like a digital magazine could do that through editorial content, contributions from architects, designers, general contractors, to other, you know, showcasing other startup founders or small businesses that have incorporated design into their spaces and why that's important. So we feel like the digital magazine is a great outlet for us to do that.
And what is one huge challenge that you've successfully overcome and what did you learn from it?
You know, the challenge for me was, you know, this is my first time in this space.
Yeah.
I find myself in so many firsts,
yeah,
you know, and it's figuring out.
First time being on a podcast?
First time on a podcast.
Yay! Yay!
First time, you know, startup founder, you know, putting a team together. So, you know, it's just the challenges that come your way.
And yeah.
It's just exciting because you're figuring stuff out on your own and
right.
you're learning so much about yourself.
Yeah.
So that's just been an exciting journey so far.
It's so cool. And what carries you through the days where... I mean, we're all human. The days that you doubt yourself, or maybe you don't ever doubt yourself.
I definitely have my moments where I'm doubting myself. And then I tell myself, you know what? I've come this far and I'm making progress. And it's like I've taken the plunge.
Yeah.
You know, there's really no going back. So it's you might as well just make the most of it. And when you have doubts, it's just, you know, going to your trusted people.
Yeah.
And, you know, they are there to help me.
Yeah.
And my mentors, my advisors, they've been instrumental in times when I had a moment about 8 months ago where I just hit a brick wall.
Yeah.
And I thought, you know, maybe this is beyond me.
Yeah.
And my advisors, they were my lifeline, you know.
How do you put together an advisory board? How do you find those people?
You know, some of it has been happenstance. You know, it's just the right person introducing you to the right person and they really get your mission and your vision. And then my most current advisor coming on board, I literally reached out to him on LinkedIn.
Yeah.
And I messaged him through InMail, told him I have a prop tech startup and I want to tell you about it. And he said, sure, send me your deck. And I sent him my deck. And he said, let's get on a phone call and let's see if there's an opportunity here.
So cool.
So it's just, I think, sheer hustle. And then some of it had to do with luck and just meeting the right people. My CTO is a perfect example. He saw me present my startup 2 years ago when I had merely a prototype at 1 Million Cups in Irvine.
Yeah.
So I was there presenting and he saw me in the audience and he was in the audience and he told me after 2 years we met and he said, I remembered you and I remembered your presentation. I thought it was a great concept. Fast forward 2 years and I've launched the product and here he comes at a restaurant and he comes up to me and says, hey, I remember you from 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And then it turns out the person that I'm at the restaurant with is friends with him.
No.
And so he sits down and he listens to my pitch.
Yeah.
And he hears it out.
Yeah.
And then a week later, he's like, you know what? I think I'd love to help you. And it was just like that.
That's so cool.
I came across my CTO.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's amazing. That's so cool. And how can people connect with you to find out more?
LinkedIn. I'm under Alpa Patel.
Can you spell it for
Alpa? Last name is Patel, P-A-T-E-L. And you can also go to spaces.com and drop me a note.
Can you spell that as well?
It's Alpa at Spaceys, SPACEEZ.com.
And is Spaceys on social, on Instagram?
Yes, on Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter.
Awesome. So definitely. All the places. And if you had one ask of the community, something that they could do to support you in your success, what would that ask be?
I think it would be to go on our platform and tell us how easy it is to use and give us feedback. Give us feedback. We'd love to hear from you.
That would be rad. So everybody go to Spaceys. You want to spell it one more time, the URL?
SPACEEZ.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Alba, for hanging out with the We Are LA Tech podcast.
Thank you so much for having me.
Of course. This has been awesome. I am so inspired by how important it is to have a really like connective design and culture within the office space, because it really helps promote productivity, togetherness, camaraderie. It just does so many things. We want to get away from those white walls and the boring cubicles, and we want to bring the play into the office.
Exactly. Yeah. And you know, it's about enjoying yourselves at work as much as you do at home. And that's really important, you know? We spend so much time at work. We should enjoy our colleagues. We should enjoy the space that we're in. And that's why spaces exist, is to inspire people to focus on design in the workplace.
100%. If you want to connect and collaborate with more extraordinary women in tech around the world, remember to go to the Women in Tech Facebook group at womenintechvip.com. That's womenintechvip.com. Takes you straight to the Facebook group. And be sure to say hello on social at Women in Tech Show, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and maybe you'll get this sticker. All right. I will see you guys, talk to you guys, hear you guys in the next episode. Bye. Women in Tech is an independently funded project funded by you, the community. So the way that you could support us is by going to patreon.com/womenintech and making a small contribution. Every little bit counts. That's Patreon, patreon.com/womenintech. Thank you so much for believing in our vision.